We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And that's Generation Annihilation. That's the show you're tuned into. My name is Aaron and I'm here till 1 o'clock today. As always, that is CITR 101.9 FM and streaming live everywhere over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And started things off with Sludge going back to 1996. A recording that just got unearthed, would you say? Or
sure, why not?
Yeah, no. You just this just got put out on CD last year, right?
Yeah, a year or two ago. I can't remember. Yeah, man. Time flies.
Yeah, and we got Uzak here, former guitar player from Sludge, and we got Warboy. As well, who currently play in a band called Old Man Strength, who just released a vinyl release, a 7-inch release. It's brand spanking new, and we're about to hear it on this show. It's brand new. It got how hot off the press is it?
I just picked about what, Wednesday, I guess.
Okay,
so they came in I think Monday, but I don't know.
Yeah, the cover you have on there right now is just like some proofs. They're not even the final cover. There's been some minor changes made.
Excellent.
So there's like, fresh. What, 10 of them? So collectors.
Yeah, exactly. One of 10.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Old Man Strength, but without further ado, we are going to get into this this release from Old Man Strength. This is a world premiere on CITR for the vinyl release of the Old Man Strength debut 7-inch on Pat Cranium Records.
Pan Cranium
Records. And this is a track called Woke Up Swinging. Here we go.
And you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, and from the brand new release from Old Man Strength, we heard a track called Woke Up Swinging, and this one is brand new. How many copies were pressed of this release?
500.
500. And you've sold quite a few by now?
Well, no, so far there's just been a couple that have gone out. You're one of the first guys to get one. So the next couple days or the next week or whatever, we're going to be promoting and giving out a couple copies to some radio stations. But beyond that, if people are interested, they can contact us through the Facebook right now. It will be up on Bandcamp shortly, too. We just got to figure out what the postage costs will be. And it'll be $5 or $6 or something like that.
Excellent. So where was this one recorded?
This was recorded at Elgin Street Studios, which is a fancy name for Roger's Basement.
Okay. And recorded over how long?
It was one afternoon to lay down all the bed tracks, and then a couple of short sessions to do the vocals and the guitar overdubs. Yeah, so it took a couple of weeks, maybe.
Okay. And how long have Old Man Strength been around?
Say it'll be 3 years this summer.
3 years, okay. And you played your first show last year.
Last year with you,
right? Yeah. Well, I wasn't playing in them, but well, yeah,
that was May 10th.
May 10th last year. Yeah, yeah, you're wearing the shirt right now.
That's right.
Boy's wearing. Yeah. So speaking of vinyl, it's good to see you back in action, Corey. After that many years,
about 15 years from the game.
It had been a while, but vinyl. You decided to press this on vinyl, and kudos to you for that.
That's
But you're no stranger to the 7-inch vinyl release. You've put out some vinyl yourself in the past.
Yeah. I was in on the Diddley Squat and the Mission of Christ Fratricide.
Yeah, which we're gonna hear going back to 1987. I remember this was actually the first 7-inch release that I bought that could be considered punk or hardcore. Yeah, 1987, I bought this. I bought it for $3, and I bought it again for $15 not too long ago. Now this record is quite sought after.
It's like, I don't even have a copy of it.
Yeah,
so Daddy's got mine.
Yeah, it probably goes for about at least $40 or $50 now. So we're gonna hear that. This is going back to 1987, a record you put out.
Well, Kim did all the work on it.
Okay.
I got to give him all the credit.
Okay. But you...
Because my lazy ass wouldn't have gotten it.
But you did finance this one, partially.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Kim showed how it could be done, so...
Okay, so thanks to you and Kim, 1987, you released this 7-inch by Fratricide, Mission of Christ, and this is a track called Razor Piss. Here we go.
Nice.
Empire! DK! are the victims of their sins. Security and symbols, you can swear lies, you can have a normal life. Trapped in the system, just a consumer. Don't let the couch out your eyes. Out your eyes, out your eyes, out your eyes. Rally behind any cars, obeying all their mindless laws. Let them tell you it's your mistake. They're the ones inflicting the pain. Colonies, countries, empires, decay. Brother, have you heard? 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 Brother, have you heard?
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in the last set, we started things off with Fratricide going back to 1987. They're split with Mission of Christ out of Victoria, BC, and that was on Final Notice Records. and record label that Uzak did. And for those of you that just tuned in, we got Uzak and Warboy for Old Man Strength. And
yo.
Yeah, it's this hasn't been the first time that you and I have been on the air together, eh, Uzak?
No, I remember a time in the 90s or
in
early 90s, I think we were up here.
Up here?
Yeah.
And don't forget, in the late 80s up at SFU.
Yeah.
I didn't have my own radio show then. I was sort of moonlighting on other people's shows, much to their disapproval, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, we followed with Diddley Squat on the record that you put out, and that was not on Final Notice, but another label you did,
Kill Tell
Records.
Yeah. I thought we were going to use it for the Final Notice name instead, but...
And that was you and Sean Elliott, right?
And Sean Elliott,
yeah. Yeah, and...
Reignition...
Yeah, Coming of Christ. And yeah, that record featured Nate. He played in a bunch of other bands too. He played in Christ on a Crutch.
Christ on a Crutch. He's with, whatchamacallit now? Dave Grohl.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yeah. Oh, wow. He's based on the Foo Fighters now.
And also, cool. Who else was, what other bands
did he play? Sunny Day Real Estate.
Galleon's Lap.
Yeah, he was on them too.
Yeah, and I could really hear that the way this, that song reminded me of Christ on a Crutch. They're a good band. And then we heard another track from the Old Man Strength, 7-inch, Bullshit and Peppermint. Yeah. So we're going to talk about a band that, speaking of people who have been up to this studio, this isn't your first time being up here.
No, I've been in here before, but it was a long, long time ago. We came in for a power chord with Gerald and Ron when I was with Organized Chaos.
Who were about to hear a band that existed between the years of 87 and 89?
No, it was more like 85 till about 88, 89, somewhere in there.
You got going about 86, 87. That's when you started playing.
Well, we did the first demo in 85.
This is from 85?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Well, I don't want to say you're wrong, but it says
might have been 86.
It says 87.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. It was somewhere around.
Yeah,
there.
It was released.
Like a long time.
Cool. Who all
knows?
Right. Yeah, so long ago. It's hard to remember, but
four track recording.
But Mood Points. Let's get into it. This is a track called Nuclear Devastation. I stumbled this one. I bought this, seeing it in Track Records in 1987. I thought, oh, this looks cool. I'm going to buy it. Same year I bought Adversity and Dioxin and all those bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We played a lot with those bands.
I remember, and I remember seeing you guys. All right, so let's get into it. Organized Chaos with a track called Nuclear Devastation. Here we go. Generation Annihilation. We'll be right back.
looking at suicide. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
This is Lenny of Massgrave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Rust.
All right, the show is Generation Annihilation, and I'm Aaron, and I'm joined by Warboy and Yuzak from Old Man's Strength, and we heard a track from Organized Chaos, Nuclear Devastation. We heard two versions. We heard the version from the 1987 demo.
Yeah.
Nuclear Devastation, and then we heard the Necro Holocaust version, which came out a few years back.
Yeah, well, 2 years ago or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trevor phoned me one day, and he's like, "Hey, you mind if we?" Plague Negra called me. He's like, "Hey, you mind if we cover the Nuclear D?" And I'm like, "Hell yeah, go for it!" And I think it sounds pretty ripping.
Yeah, I'd agree. And Organized Chaos, as I said, around from 87 to. Or 85 to 1989, and I saw you guys a bunch of times at the Waterfront Theater with SNFU, New York Theater with Corrosion of Conformity, and I can't remember.
We did a good show at the New York with the Accused too. That was a killer show.
Cool. Yeah. We're gonna hear some of those bands, but we're gonna hear another track from the second Organized Chaos demo, and this is going out to. Who's this going out to?
Oh, yeah. We had a request from Alfan.
Mr. Alfan Banji.
In disguise.
This is for you, Al.
And this is a track called Living Dead by Organized Chaos. Here we go.
Yeah, that's the one where the corpses start eating the people, right? Sure. What about it? We'll be right back.
Part of the Annihilation Generation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Indeed. And yeah, Blaine, he doesn't sing for the Accused anymore. He sings for a band called Toe Tag, who are also pretty cool.
Saw them not that long ago down in Seattle.
Yeah, me too. I saw them with the Accused, new Accused, back to back. Yeah. Were you at that one?
No, I was at the one before that.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, so we started things off, Organized Chaos from the second demo, Living Dead. That was recorded... I guess I'll look at the CD for reference.
Most of the bed tracks were recorded at Ocean, and then we did all the overdubs at Trebis, so that was a fairly professional recording.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds pretty...
I think
pretty...
he just wants the year, though.
Oh, the year? That was 88. Demo 88.
Yeah, you're right about that. Organized Chaos, Living Dead, and when we heard the Cues from Martha Splatterhead's Maddest Stories Ever Told, probably my favorite Cues release.
Yeah.
I saw them once after that record was out at the Lux Theater, but you Organized Chaos played with them at the New York Theater, right?
Yeah, and I saw them at the Cruel Elephant or whatever the heck that place down in Gastown was.
Yeah, I saw them. I remember you there that night.
Yeah. They used to come up quite often.
Yeah, and I heard that show at the New York Theater. I heard recently it wasn't very attended, that Accused show.
It was okay. I mean, that was a big place. I mean, it took a lot to really pack it.
I can't remember if I was there or not.
Yeah, the Corrosion of Conformity show wasn't very attended either in September of 1987. I was there. You guys played that show, too, with Fratricide, No Means No. And
I think that's the first time I saw No Means No.
Yeah, it was the first time. That was the first and only time I saw No Means No, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And the first time that I saw Organized Chaos, and I went to see Organized Chaos a few more times. And
nice.
Yeah, after you were out of music for a while there, right, Warboy? You were,
yeah, a little while.
Yeah, and...
And then back around, 98, 2000, somewhere in there, I hooked up again with Trev, and we started doing some writing and recording, and then shortly thereafter, he started the Necroholocaust thing, and the rest is history, right?
And in 2010, you were with this band called Brady's Problem.
Correct.
How did that ever happen? You kind of, a lot of bands go from being in more metal bands, punk bands, to being in metal bands, but you resurfaced in a punk band in 2010.
Well, yeah, so I'd been working with Trevor for a couple of years, and then I guess Trevor started jamming with yourself and Adam, and I got a phone call one Saturday afternoon saying, hey, you want to be in a punk band? We need a singer, come out and jam. And I was like, sure, why the hell not?
And the name Brady's Problem came from an angry next-door neighbor by the name
awesome.
Of Brady.
Yeah,
people probably know him up in these parts.
Yeah, Brady came banging on the door, whining about the noise, something about his baby trying to sleep or some crap. And we didn't care. It was Saturday afternoon. It's East Van. Suck it up.
Yeah. And we're going to hear a track from Brady's Problem all about something you don't mind drinking. What's it called?
Warm Beer. No beer.
to the liquor store. I had a dollar left over. I didn't need to buy the wise. War beer, sure as night. War beer. War beer. War beer. War beer. War beer. We'll be right back.
I'm Shannon from Inepsy, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here here on CITR. We got Power Chord up next. Don't see them yet, so don't get your hopes up, because you might hear another pre-recorded edition, unless, of course, one of them shows up. So, yes, what did we start? What did we hear that set? We heard two tracks by Brady's Prom, a band that existed between the years of 2010 and 2012. Yeah.
Yeah, and we heard something off the CD release and something that we recorded later on that was never really released properly. But
So you're a beer aficionado? Is that what you call yourself?
Well, I am a beer judge. I've been through there, and I am a recognized beer judge.
He might be a beer judge, and he will judge you if you drink Old Milwaukee over IPA.
That's right. I'm also an award-winning homebrewer. So singing songs about beer just it feels right. So yeah, that last song was about IPA. The one before that was about warm beer. If your beer's good quality, it shouldn't have to be ice cold.
That's what I'm told. And IPA, India Pale Ale, and some you mentioned Alexander Keith. Some people do some IPA, which is 5%, and it's not the real
deal. That's not IPA. Yeah. It would never win anything with that.
What is Alexander Keith? Why do they even use the stupid thing?
Well, I think they used the name that they had, 100 years ago or whatever, when the recipe was probably a lot different, when it probably was an ale. What they're making these days is it's just a lager ale, a lager beer. It's garbage.
Okay, and we followed with Capital Punishment, Slum with a View. I remember when I used to go to Corey Uzak's house on Falcon Drive. I used to go over and listen to that record. I taped it off him. Show me... the name of the track was. That was from their second release. Not quite as hardcore as their first one.
I think I like the first one better.
The first one and the 7-inch, they were getting a little more polished. But that guy's vocals, man, they sure were gruff. I loved them. And another release you turned me on to back in 1988, The Detonators, Just Another Reason. We heard a track called Ammunition. Yeah. And, that classic band from... who were originally from California, and reformed in Oregon in the 80s, and they're still going to this day. That's a classic record. Do yourself a favor, check it out. Detonators. So, total DOA.
Love to get a show with them. I mean, it'd be perfect.
Yep. And we ended with Old Man Strength, who we have here.
Conversations from, with a jackass.
Who was that jackass talking in that song? Did he actually care that anybody... Did anybody care about its dumb story? Was it so dumb you just had to put it on the record?
The point was not about how dumb the story is. It's about how many times we've heard it.
Yeah. Well, that was... it was the first time Uzak had
heard it.
Right.
It was my second, I think.
It was
a memorable story. It was funny. Yeah. I loved it.
See, that's people have said that to me on my stories. They say, yeah, I've heard it before. Okay, I'll hear it again. It's not bad. It's worth hearing it a second time. This has been Generation Annihilation for another week with Old Man Strength.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. Thank you. And you can buy the 7-inch, hopefully, at record stores around town.
I don't know. What record stores should we even put them in? I don't know.
There's a few.
I know about
Red Cat, Zulu, Audio Pile, Neptune.
Sounds like a lot of legwork.
It's whatever.
Oh, pay me. I'll do it. I'm a courier. I'll courier records to record stores.
I might be... there might be some in Noise this week, because it's on my radio.
Yeah, Noise as well. Yeah, okay.
Dale mentioned, I don't know if you'll... Yeah, we'll see.
Should be around town in a few places. And again, you can get it through us. If you come to the show, we'll have them for sure. Give us a shout on Facebook or whatever.
Anyone want us to place?
Yeah.
Give us a call.
And speaking of vinyl, don't forget about the Main Street Vinyl Fair next. No, not next. It's on the 17th and 18th at the Cambrian Hall. It's a CITR event. It's a cool little event. I've been there a few times. It's all right. And don't forget next Friday in Vancouver, a classic act from Indianapolis, Indiana, the Zero Boys, and they'll be playing the Snob, the Jolts, the Excessives.
That should be a good show.
It'll be awesome, yeah. Who's playing this? The Jolts, Snob, and the Excessives, So we're going to hear a classic track from the Vicious from Zero Boys' Vicious Circle going back to 1982. But first, we're going to hear a track going back to 1986, and this is going out to Jay Giesbrecht and his son, Jack.
Nice.
They requested some Beyond Possession, so we're going to give it to them.
Heck yeah.
From the Telltale Heart release, we're going to hear a track called Never Nothing New, and then we're going to hear some Zero Boys with a track called Vicious Circle. And if Power Chord doesn't show up, maybe we'll hear another track from Old Man Strength.
We got one more.
Sweet. All right. Here we go. This one is going out to Jay and Jack.
Beyond Possession.
Yes, sir. Stop it here. Stop the scale. There has to be. rip them free. All the memories, live on the mountain that long gone days. We've been it before, you won't be here again. The type of friends that stick together till the bitter end. We've been it before, you won't be here again. Let's raise our glasses and give a toast to our old friends.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
It's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi, and welcome to Power Chord. No, it's not Power Chord. It's still Generation Annihilation, so we're going to go a bit longer. I don't see Power Chord, so we're just going to keep playing away, playing the stuff. Yeah, we heard a request at the start of the set, Beyond Possession, from the Is Beyond Possession full-length release, Death Records, going back to 1986, 1987, never nothing new. Yeah, I saw them in 1987. You were there, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I saw them a couple times, I think.
That was with Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah, at the York.
Who sucked then, in 87. They still weren't very good then. And, Beyond Possession and Fratricide.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we heard Old Man Strength, the final tune from the record, not the final tune, but the final tune from
the four tracks on the 7-inch.
Yeah, four track. That's a track called a Toast.
We recorded 8 tracks in total, 4 made it onto the 7-inch.
Yeah, and which we're here to promote. Yeah,
yeah, all 8 songs are available on Bandcamp for free download or streaming. Go to just go to the Bandcamp and do a search for Old Man Strength. You'll find it.
Old Man Strength 1, Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And then we heard a band called Cardi 7, local band. That's from their new split 7-inch.
Yeah, it's called Killer.
It's called Mirrors. Yeah, a track called Brainwash. Yeah, I think it's a good release. I think it's a bit better than their first, you know?
Like, yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So we're going to get back into some Old Man Strength. We're going to hear a track called Last Angry Man. And what's this?
This is an epic song. But the idea is, when you see the local newspaper and there's always that angry, pissed off old man on the front page who's got his arms crossed and he's whining about something, about the streetlights or a pothole in his driveway or some crap. That's basically what this is about.
All right.
Arms crossed, the up view from the sidewalk.
Yeah. All right. So, Last Angry Man by Old Man Strength. So let's get this track on. Here we go.
You're on Generation Annihilation!
The last angry man. smoky mirror. I reckon I smell of your bad breath. I know your familiar stare. You woke up in my bed. We got all day to get to know each other. And now we'll go to sleep in my bed. We'll make love in my bed. I'll wake up in the morning and you'll be gone. And someone new will be asleep in my bed. In my bed. In my bed. Every morning I'm afraid to open my eyes, cause though you be staring back, crouching in my bed. I'm gonna know you, I'm gonna need you. We'll make love in my bed. I ain't gonna fall again, let's break your bill in my bed. I'll wake up and you'll be gone, and it'll be someone new in my bed. In my bed. In my bed.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Generation Annihilation, the extended version. We heard Old Man Strength doing Last Angry Men, Ugly Americans from North Carolina, from the Death Records release, In My Bed. We heard the title track, and we ended things off with Neurosis from The Word Is Law, Tomorrow's Reality. And thanks to Warboy and Uzak from the mighty Old Man Strength for coming up.
Steve. Thanks for having us, Aaron. Appreciate it.
All right, check out the 7-inch. Thanks a lot, and stay tuned for Power Chord right now.
Hi, I'm CJ, CITR's campus coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Duncan's Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, program manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the student executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR station manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the digital library coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the sponsorship coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rozelle, president of CITR's student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
Drowning in its own blood. Humanity.
right. Hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron. Late per the wonderful transit system we have. It's the same old story after all these years. Anyway, I'm not having the greatest day, I'll be honest, so I'm just going to get on with the music here. Got lots of new tunes since I haven't been around for a while, so this is off the brand new Healthstar album. The album is called This Wicked Nest. And also in this set, I got brand new Gamma Ray, which I've been looking forward to. So anyway, brand new Healthstar from Texas and the title track of their album, This Wicked Nest. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR.